After you listen to this podcast, you should check us out on our Facebook page, and then let us know what you think of our Facebook page. It's social media. That's how this works. It's interaction. That's why I'm telling you about it. But if you're a fan of our podcast, our Facebook does have all the news and all the information that doesn't make it onto the show. So if you want to keep up with all things toys and games and board games, video games, all kinds of games, except Hunger Games. We don't really talk about that. But anyways, check out our Facebook. Thanks a lot.
There was a firefight!
Why did you touch them all?
You killed innocent people.
The means to an end.
You started a massacre.
I caused the revolution.
You betrayed the law!
Roar!
I see you are practiced in worshipping things that fly.
Hulkamania is running wild like it's never ran before.
It's over 9,000!
What?
Rise before Zod.
Bitches leave.
Kneel before Zod.
Thunder!
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Remember, there's always madness. Woo-hoo. Madness is the emergency exit.
Here it comes! A little going away present for you!
We are still at NijiCon 2014. Everything's starting to wind down once again. So we're talking to one of the attendees today, who's been having a good time from what I've seen, and she's always dressed up and it's super fun. So if you want to just introduce yourself, tell us how far you traveled to get here, and how everything's going so far.
Okay, my name is Tierra. I go by LT. I come from Newark, Delaware. Didn't travel too far, about a 45-minute drive. And I've been having a lot of fun. There's a lot of cosplayers, a lot of good stuff in the dealer's room, and everyone's been so nice.
Awesome. What's your favorite cosplay so far?
Of mine or that I've seen?
That you've seen.
There was this beautiful noise cosplayer from Dramatical Murder. Oh. His cosplay was just... It was perfect to
nice.
A T.
Nice.
That was lovely.
Awesome. And what have you so far dressed up as? Because you've done more than one thing.
I have. I've got my Kigu, my Tiger Kigurumi, and I've dressed up in a Seifuku. And for the burlesque, I wasn't exactly in cosplay, but it was a Adventure Time dress.
Oh, I missed that. I can't believe I missed that. I'm so sad.
It's okay.
So one of the things... that I'm missing out on because I'm doing more of the vendoring stuff is like the sessions and other things going on. What have you seen as far as the other sessions? Like, what have you attended and what do you think about those?
Oh, everything's so wonderful. There's like panels downstairs. There was a dance party, the burlesque, the games. I just came from a game show.
How was that? I wanted to go to that.
Oh, it was so funny. There was this one question where they were asking what color was Italy's hair from Italia, and the girl answered brown. But the answer was red, and they gave her the answer because they were like, no, it's red, it's brown, it's red, it's brown. It's That's debatable.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. So are you, and you're staying at this hotel, or did you, like, how are you, because it's a two-day con, so are you just staying overnight here at the hotel?
I stayed overnight here with some friends. My friend is actually a vendor, and she also owns her own anime store. Oh. So she brought me here. This is my first con.
So I haven't told her this yet, people. I know you guys all know that. So to me, it's just funny. This is also my first con.
Really?
Yep. So we're con virgins together.
Yay, high five.
So is it what you expected, or what did you expect coming into it? And then what did you actually get out of it? Like, what was different than what you thought?
Well, at first I had anxiety because I was kind of alone the whole time. I was kind of sad. I expected it to be like, oh, a big social event for me, but I'm not exactly social. But after a little while, I got over the anxiety. I chippered up a bit, and after burlesque, I was just hype about everything.
That's awesome. That's all. And I remember when you came up to me, you were pretty chipper. I mean, you know, I could tell when I first saw you, I was like, you know, it seems like she really is looking to meet people. You could tell that you're, you know, hoping to be social. And I'm so glad that you opened up, because you're like the brightest little sunshine in here. It's so much fun every time I see you. So what are you hoping? So this is the first con. This is the first NijiCon. And are you hoping it comes back next year?
I really do hope it comes back next year. I want to attend every year. I want to make sure that I attend every year.
Awesome. And was there any particular vendor that you really appreciated? Like, was there like a certain book that you really like, I know more about that and I really want to know more about it in the future? Like, was there any particular book or anything that you really like want to pursue or look more into now that you've come to this con?
There isn't really anything that I wanted to pursue. Like, the artists were very nice, and the books were nice. I didn't really buy anything other than the stuff I bought from your booth, which your booth was very lovely and helpful, and I got a lot of good stuff.
Nice. Awesome. Okay. And are you, so in terms of comics and everything else, are you more into anime in general, mainstream? Like, what drives you in terms of the comic side of things?
I drive myself because I make comics.
Well, blew my mind. So what kind of comics do you make then?
I don't exactly know how to explain them. Actually, here at the con, I've been working on my comic. I've only gotten 2 panels in.
Okay.
And it's about like a cannibal, basically. Nice. And he traps high schoolers on an island with his little minions, trying to capture them and do with them what they will.
Uh-huh. That's so cool. That is actually really awesome. So how long have you been thinking about that idea?
It's been a year.
Yeah.
I've been creating the characters. I've been drawing. I've been scripting. It's a long process, but it's fun when you finally get it to the point where you want to get it.
And for you, what was it that drove you to make you want to write a comic?
It's the beautiful art and the appreciation that like people who like anime, manga, and regular comics have for their fandoms and comics. It's me wanting to give something to people to love and them wanting something to love.
That's awesome. That's really great. I'm trying to think if there's any other specific questions that I want to ask you while you're here. So do you think you'll be going to any other cons in the meantime between now and next year's NijiCon?
I don't have a lot of money to go to cons this year, but I'm really set on going to KatsuCon.
KatsuCon. So what is that about? So I don't know anything about it.
I don't know much about it either, but I know it's a 24-hour con. It does not stop.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. That's pretty cool. You'll definitely meet some people that way, for
yes.
sure. Well, I just wanted to, again, thank you so much for interviewing with me, because I really wanted to capture, I think, getting from you, someone who's attended, your experience and your side of things is very important, because you know the vendors will have one thing to say, and that's, you know, but the people that attend, you know, they really make up the whole entire con. What did you feel about the other attendees? Like, do you feel like now that you've, you know, had a chance to be more social and meet other people and the burlesque and everything, how comforting was everyone around like the burlesque? How was that?
Everyone was just so happy and thrilled, and everyone was just so excited. They're so nice. It's just a wonderful experience all together with the people.
Awesome. Well, perfect. Well, again, thank you. And I will wrap this up here. But NijiCon 2014, it was a great experience. If you want to just say goodbye to everyone.
Bye. Sayonara.
Perfect. Super cute. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.